Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with me.
And me.
Today we're going to be looking at the future of travel.
Yeah.
More specifically, the hospitality industry and kind of how things are changing.
Yes. And we're excited.
I think this is going to be pretty relevant to just about everybody listening.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't love to travel?
Yeah, especially after the past few years, everybody is like ready to get back out there.
Exactly.
And explore the world.
And I know people are thinking a lot about, you know, what are those travel experiences going to look like in the future?
Right. So to guide us on this little adventure, we're using a blog post from a luxury travel group called L'Luxure. They're based in Mallorca.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And they put out a blog post on December 8th, 2024, called L'Luxure and the Future of Hospitality. 5 Trends Shaping the Industry in 2025.
Catchy title. Yeah, right. It definitely caught my eye. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting is that they based this blog post on a pretty extensive research report called the EHL Insights Report, Hospitality Outlook 2025, and that's put out by EHL Group, which is a global leader in hospitality education and innovation.
So these guys, and they know what they're talking about.
Yeah. So this is not just like, you know, speculation. This is based on, you know, trends and data. And
right. It's very well researched.
All that good stuff. So,
yeah. So I think what's so interesting about Lux's take on this report is that they're really focused on, like, the traveler's perspective.
Yes.
So, you know, how are these trends going to actually affect your experience when you check into a hotel?
Yeah. I like that they're not just looking at it from, like, the business side of things. They're really thinking about, you know, what does this mean for the people who are actually going to be staying in these hotels?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So let's dive into these 5 trends, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. Number 1 is rediscovering the heart of hospitality. Now, this one kind of sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah, it does a little bit. Because
you would think in the age of AI and automation that things would become less personal,
right,
more, you know, kind of robotic.
You'd think technology would, like, take the heart out of it.
Right, but both Luxure and the EHL report are saying that actually it could be the opposite.
Yeah, like AI could actually make hospitality more human.
So explain that to me, because that...
It sounds like I don't quite get paradox.
But it makes sense when you think about it this way.
Okay.
So much of what hotel staff has to do is, like, routine tasks, you know, things that could be easily automated.
Right.
And by letting AI handle those tasks, you free up the human staff to really focus on, you know, what matters, which is the human connection.
Okay, so it's less about replacing humans and more about letting technology handle the stuff that technology is good at.
Exactly.
So that humans can do what humans are good at.
What?
Yes, and you know, this is where that human touch really makes a difference. You know, imagine a hotel where the staff actually remembers your preferences.
That would be nice.
Right, like you mentioned, liking a certain type of tea, and then the next day, it's waiting for you in your room.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Or maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed and they suggest, like, a quiet spot in the garden where you can unwind.
Yeah, those little touches can make a world of difference.
And I think that feeling of connection is becoming even more important because people are experiencing a lot of social isolation these days.
Yeah.
You know, so the report suggests that hospitality can play a role in combating that by, you know, providing these opportunities for genuine human interaction.
Yeah. It's like that feeling of being seen and cared for, even in a large hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So trend number 1 is about using AI to enhance the human connection.
I like it.
So on to trend number 2, the personalization revolution. This one sounds...
Ooh, this one's right in my
alley. Right in my alley, too. Okay. I love personalized experiences. Yeah, so tell me about this shift. What's happening here?
Well, we're really moving away from that kind of one-size-fits-all approach to travel.
Yeah.
You know, where everybody gets the same basic experience.
Right.
And toward more bespoke experiences.
Yeah.
You know, really tailored to your individual needs and desires.
Okay. And Luxure uses this interesting term, cross-fertilization.
Oh, yeah.
What do they mean by that?
So they're talking about hotels partnering with other businesses to create, like, a more holistic experience.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So let's say you're really into art.
Okay.
The hotel might partner with a local gallery to arrange, like, a private viewing just for you.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
Or if you're a foodie, they might connect you with a local chef who can create, like, a custom dining experience.
Oh.
In your hotel room, even. Or,
oh my goodness,
you know, take you on a food tour or something.
It's like having a team of experts curating your trip just for you.
Exactly.
But how do they know what I want?
Well, that's where the data comes in. Hotels are using AI and data analysis to learn about your preferences even before you arrive.
Oh, wow.
So they might look at your past travel history, your social media activity, or even, like, the preferences of other travelers with similar profiles.
So it's like anticipating your needs before you even know you have them.
To create those wow moments.
Oh, I'm already sold on this one.
Right.
But let's get real for a second, because the hospitality industry has been facing some serious staffing challenges lately.
Yeah, that's a good point. How does that factor into all of this?
So how are hotels supposed to, you know, attract and retain top talent when there's a shortage of workers?
Right. Well, that leads us perfectly into the third trend, which is workplace modernization and talent management.
Okay.
And the EHL report acknowledges this challenge head on. They know that this is a big issue for the industry.
Okay. So what are the solutions here?
Well, they suggest a few things. First, hotels need to embrace flexible work arrangements. You know, this is something that a lot of people are looking for these days, and it can help attract a wider pool of candidates.
Right.
Second, technology can be used to streamline recruitment and training processes, you know, make it easier for people to enter the industry. And then finally, hotels really need to prioritize employee well-being and career development, you know, create a work environment where people feel valued, supported, motivated to grow.
Right. Because I imagine it's pretty tough to deliver these exceptional guest experiences when your staff is burnt out.
Absolutely.
And underappreciated.
Yeah. Investing in your people is crucial, especially if you want to provide that high level of personalized service that these trends are all about.
Makes sense. Okay. Trend number four, well-being and transformative travel. This one I'm intrigued by.
Yeah, this one's fascinating because it speaks to this larger societal shift in how we view travel.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about seeing new places anymore. It's about seeking out experiences that nourish our minds, bodies, and souls.
Traveling with intention.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Precisely so. Think about things like, you know, the rise of digital detox retreats, where people go to disconnect from technology and reconnect with themselves.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those.
And we're seeing a growing interest in nature-based activities like forest bathing, which has proven benefits for mental well-being, and, of course, wellness programs.
Yeah.
You know, things like yoga and meditation are becoming increasingly popular.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I think a lot of people are craving those kinds of experiences.
Especially after the past few years. Yeah, like we need some rejuvenation.
We need some rejuvenation.
Okay. Last but not least, trend number five, sustainability. Beyond the surface now, is sustainability even a trend anymore? It feels like it's just an expectation.
I know it's almost like table stakes now, right?
Right.
But the EHL report and Le Luxure are saying that hotels need to go deeper.
Oh.
It's not just about offering eco-friendly amenities anymore.
So what does true sustainability look like in the hospitality industry? Well, it's about a holistic approach. You know, hotels are focusing on responsible sourcing, minimizing their environmental impact, engaging with their local communities in meaningful ways.
Okay, so it's about walking the walk.
Yeah, and they're becoming more transparent about their sustainability practices.
Mm-hmm.
So guests can make informed choices.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to know what they're doing to be sustainable.
It's like integrating sustainability into every aspect of the business.
Exactly. And remember, Luxure is very much on board with this. They talk about how they're incorporating these sustainable practices into their own operations.
That's good to hear. They're leading by example.
Yeah.
Okay. So to recap, we've got these five trends: AI-powered human connection, bespoke experiences, a focus on employee well-being, transformative travel, and deep sustainability. It's a lot.
It is a lot to unpack.
It is a lot to take in, but I think it paints a really interesting picture of where this industry is headed. And in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore how these trends might actually impact your future travel experiences.
I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah, me too. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back in a moment to continue our exploration of the future of hospitality. Okay, so we've laid out these five big trends in hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm curious, like, what does this actually look like
for
us as travelers?
Like, how will this actually change your experience when you travel?
Right. It's not just about industry buzzwords.
Exactly.
It's about how these trends actually...
It's about the real world.
Impact.
Into real world experiences. So let's play a game.
I like games.
Let's imagine it's 2025.
Okay.
And you're planning a trip.
Okay. I'm ready.
What's changed?
Hmm.
Like, how is this?
Well, let's say you're planning a solo trip. Just something to, like, clear your head.
Okay.
Maybe focus on wellness.
I'm picturing, like, a peaceful retreat.
Yes.
Somewhere with beautiful nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, with this whole rediscovering the heart of hospitality trend in full swing, you might specifically seek out hotels that are really highlighting
Oh. That human connection.
So instead of just looking at, you know, amenities and location,
right.
I'm also looking at the human side of things.
Exactly. You're looking for places that emphasize personalized service.
Okay.
Where the staff is genuinely attentive and present.
Yeah.
And they have the time to actually connect with you.
Yeah.
On a human level.
No more feeling like just a room number
right.
in a giant hotel. I like that.
And then there's the personalization revolution.
Yeah.
Imagine searching for hotels that boast about their partnerships.
Okay.
With local businesses.
Okay.
So maybe this hotel has teamed up with a meditation center nearby.
Oh, nice.
Or they offer like guided nature walks led by local experts.
It's like they've already anticipated what I might want.
Exactly.
And have like a whole menu of options.
Curated just for you.
Yes. Curated just for me.
And they might even go a step further.
Yeah.
Remember, they're using data.
Right.
To personalize your experience.
Yeah.
So maybe they notice from your online profile that you're interested in photography.
Uh-huh.
What if they offer you a complimentary photography tour?
Oh my gosh.
Led by a local artist.
That would be amazing.
Right.
Yeah, it's those little details.
Those little touches.
That can really make a trip memorable.
Exactly. And don't forget about the workplace modernization trend.
Right.
You know, if hotels are investing in their employees' well-being and development, that's going to create a more positive atmosphere overall.
Right. Happy employees usually mean happy customers.
Exactly.
So not only am I getting this like personalized, human-centered experience, but I can also feel good knowing that the people who work there are treated well.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about well-being and transformative travel.
Yes.
This one really fits with my solo wellness retreat idea.
It does. It fits perfectly.
Maybe I'd choose a hotel that offers a digital detox package.
Ooh,
you know,
I like
completely
that.
Disconnect.
Or maybe one that specializes in forest bathing or mindfulness programs.
Yeah.
They might even have wellness coaches on staff.
Wow.
Who can help you create a personalized plan for your stay.
It's like they're helping me achieve my travel goals.
Yes.
Not just providing a bed and a meal.
And remember, transformative travel isn't just for solo trips.
Okay.
Families, couples, even business travelers can benefit from experiences that prioritize well-being.
It's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
Okay, so I'm feeling very relaxed and rejuvenated.
I know, me too, just thinking about it.
Just after this imaginary trip, but what about the planet?
Yes.
That's where sustainability beyond the surface comes in.
That's right.
So in 2025, I'm not just assuming a hotel is sustainable.
Right.
I'm actively seeking out places.
You're doing your research.
That are transparent about their practices.
Exactly.
So I'm looking for specific information on their website.
Yes.
You know, like their environmental policies, their community involvement.
You might even see certifications or awards that highlight their sustainability efforts.
Okay. So it's not just about minimizing harm.
Right.
It's also about actively contributing
exactly
to the well-being of the planet and local communities.
It's about making a positive impact.
So maybe the hotel sources its food from local organic farms?
Yes.
Or partners with organizations that support environmental conservation?
Exactly. And they might even offer you opportunities to participate in those initiatives during your stay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So this is painting a very different picture of travel than what we're used to.
It's more personalized.
Yes.
It's more purposeful.
And more connected.
More connected to the local community.
And more sustainable.
And more sustainable.
It sounds amazing, but does it come at a higher price?
That's the question, right?
Like, will luxury travel...
Will it become even more...
Become even more exclusive?
Because it does sound like a lot of extra effort
and
resources.
Some of these highly personalized experiences.
Might initially be positioned as premium offerings.
Okay.
But remember, technology is a driving force behind a lot of this.
Okay.
As AI and data analysis become more sophisticated and accessible, the cost of providing these services will likely decrease.
So you're saying that these amazing experiences will eventually become more attainable
exactly.
for a wider range of travelers.
That's for everyone.
I love that idea.
Yeah. And personalization doesn't always have to equal luxury.
Right.
It's really about understanding
and
catering to the needs of each guest.
Regardless of their budget.
Exactly.
Okay. I like that.
Making travel more inclusive.
Yes.
And accessible, not more exclusive.
And remember, the human element is still at the heart of all of this.
That's so important.
Yeah.
Technology can enhance and personalize our experiences.
Right.
But it can't replace...
It can't replace that warmth.
That warmth of a genuine smile.
Yeah. Or the helpfulness of a knowledgeable concierge.
Yes. Or the joy of discovering a hidden gem recommended by a local.
Right. It's not about robots taking over. It's about using technology to amplify
exactly
the best aspect
going hey,
of
yeah.
the human hospitality experience.
The human experience.
Yeah. And with that in mind,
okay.
let's move on to the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
How are these five trends going to reshape the hospitality industry itself?
Ooh.
What does it mean for the future of travel as a whole?
The big questions.
Stay tuned for part three. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into the future of hospitality, and we've talked about how these five trends are going to change the way we travel.
Yeah.
But what about the industry itself?
Right, like what does this mean?
What's the big picture?
For the hotels.
For hotels, resorts, everyone working behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure, technology is no longer just a nice to have.
Okay.
It's essential.
So it's more than just having a fancy website.
Way more.
Or a mobile app.
We're talking about using data to understand guests on a deeper level.
Okay.
Optimizing operations and creating these seamless, intuitive experiences that travelers expect.
So hotels need to become tech savvy.
Yeah, in a whole new way.
In a whole new way. But technology alone isn't enough, right?
No, the EHL report really emphasizes that investing in your people is just as important as investing in technology.
Because at the end of the day, hospitality is about human connection.
It is. It always comes back to that.
Yeah. And remember, we're talking about an industry that's facing staffing shortages.
Right.
So how do hotels attract and retain top talent?
Yeah. Especially if they want to deliver on these trends of personalization and genuine human connection.
Right. So how does he do that?
Well, the report suggests a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
Flexible work arrangements are key, you know, especially for attracting a more diverse workforce.
Okay.
Competitive compensation and benefits are also crucial.
Right. Got to pay people a living wage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond that. Hotels need to invest in training and development programs.
Okay.
Create opportunities for advancement and really foster a culture where employees feel valued and respected.
It's about creating a workplace where people feel motivated to go above and beyond.
Not just punch in and punch out.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got the technology piece.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the human piece.
Yes.
Now let's talk about sustainability.
Okay.
How are these trends going to impact a hotel's approach to environmental and social responsibility?
This is where things get really interesting. Sustainability is no longer just a marketing tactic.
Okay.
It's a core value.
So it's not just about having those little signs in the bathroom that say, save the planet, reuse your towels.
No, we're talking about a holistic approach that includes everything.
Okay.
From energy efficient buildings and water conservation programs to responsible sourcing and waste reduction initiatives.
Okay.
And it even extends beyond the hotel itself.
What do you mean?
Well, think about the community aspect.
Okay.
Sustainable hotels are partnering with local organizations.
Okay.
Supporting local businesses.
Yeah.
Engaging with the community.
So it's about being a good neighbor.
Yes.
Not just a profitable business.
Exactly. And remember, transparency is key. Guests want to know what hotels are doing.
Right.
To make a positive impact.
Yeah.
So hotels need to be upfront about their sustainability practices.
So it sounds like a big shift for the industry. Are hotels prepared?
That's a good question.
To make these changes.
Well, the EHL report seems to think they are.
Okay.
And for good reason, the hospitality industry is incredibly competitive.
Yeah.
And travelers are becoming more discerning. They're looking for experiences that align with their values.
Right. And it's also about staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. It's about attracting those conscious travelers.
Yeah. It's really exciting to think about how these trends are going to shape the future of hospitality.
Yeah. I think it's a really positive outlook.
Yeah. We've talked about a lot of the specifics, but let's zoom out for a minute.
Okay.
What's the big takeaway here? What's the overall message for our listeners?
Well, I think the main message is that the travel industry is evolving and it's evolving for the better.
Mm.
You know, we're moving towards a more personalized, more purposeful and more sustainable future.
Yeah.
It's about creating experiences that are not only enjoyable, but also meaningful, enriching and responsible.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about travel that nourishes our souls, connects us with the world around us, and leaves a positive impact.
Exactly.
And it sounds like Luxure is at the forefront of this movement.
They are. They're a great example of a company that's embracing these trends.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. The future of travel is in our hands.
It is.
We have the power to shape the industry with our choices and our expectations.
That's right.
So let's support the hotels and travel companies that are doing things right. The ones that prioritize human connection.
Yes.
sustainability and creating truly memorable experiences.
I love that.
All right. So on that note,
okay.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
Happy travels, everyone.
Happy travels.